How many people do you know who are very successful who aren't naturally curious? My own guess is not very many. I've noticed over the years, whether it's with leaders or even my patients, those who perhaps initially come to simply relieve pain soon realize that the goal of relief of pain is rather shallow and it won't lead to lasting change, change that gets to the heart of the problem. So what happens is interesting. They become deeply curious about the source of their problems and seem to respond to my curiosity in helping them make strides in changing their lives for the better. These people move past the goal of just relieving pain and truly embrace getting to the core of the problem so that they can get to the core of the solution. But many leaders, trainers, educators, and perhaps even parents, or definitely even parents, are usually stuck in the urgent position of simply trying to relieve pain as their primary purpose. This relieving pain that's right in front of them can come in the form of feeling pressure to force feed people the right knowledge quickly and forcefully so that they can act right, so they can do the right thing, so they can do what you want them to do, comply with your wishes. The message is typically, please perform according to my wishes, just do it. This is done with the faulty belief that people and learning and motivation is like filling a bucket of water and sending it on its way. But it's been proven that the kind of learning doesn't work very well. That kind doesn't work. People can memorize what you said, but did they learn anything? Can they apply what they learned? I don't think so. And will your agents get clients, bring clients in by simply feeding the right knowledge? No. So what do you do instead? Last week, I was speaking to one of my nephews who has decided to become a teacher, and he's in the education process far along. Mostly, he wants to really be a coach, a baseball coach. But anyway, he's becoming a teacher. And when I was speaking with him on the phone, I found myself encouraging him to, even in his education, to become curious about what kind of teacher you want to be. Be building a strategy that'll help build the curiosity of his future students. Even more than he works to feed them knowledge, I asked him to remember a teacher who made him curious about any subject, and he did. And he agreed that that teacher that built the curiosity was far more valuable to his students in the future of their learning over their lifetime than those teachers who just fed knowledge. So think about this in your own leadership, in your own training, your own coaching, your own parenting, even in your own recruiting. How can you build a culture of curiosity to help everyone become curious about the business, what's working, what's not, what's connecting with consumers, what's not, even about one's own personal growth and where you need to grow and where you need to become more humble and not know the answers. Deep down, you don't desire your people, your clients, your culture to simply be compliant to your wishes and follow a written path. You desire them to build a practice of connecting the dots on their own and be curious about what works. Can you do this? If not, get a group of people together and figure out how you can. It might mean the difference between an organization of followers and an organization of co-leaders.